You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Speaking of competition, the United States running away with a ton of medals at the Olympic Games down in Rio. The women's gymnastics team, five of those girls, just dominate isn't even the right word.
I couldn't stop watching it last night.
Yeah?
I really enjoyed it. I mean, those little chicks are strong.
They're powerful.
The shoulders on those girls.
And they're brave, and they have no cellulite.
I will admit that when I watch the balance beam, I do like watching that because I can't imagine being able to do that at all.
Oh, yeah.
It's impossible. Mm-hmm. The uneven parallel bars, when they run and jump on the vault. The floor routine is the only one that I'll leave the room or I'll click.
What?
It's just little dance moves.
They're just dancing.
And it's just
you know what I
tumbling.
Because there's a bit, they're doing, it's all in a big arena, right? And so let's say our girl is doing the floor routine and killing it. And then, you know, old China is over there on the balance beam. Everybody's got to listen to this blasting music from the floor routine. You know what I mean?
All right.
I would pick a song that would get in the other competitors' heads.
One thing I noticed last night was there was way too much hugging. Just, it was too
much. How do you over-hug?
Hugging. Can't over-hug.
Every time they performed, they'd run over and then they got a hug like eight people.
Well, you know.
And then the next one goes and then they run down and
Here's
hug
the thing.
Eight people.
That's the thing to do now. So the first person who doesn't do that, they'll be like, hey.
So
now you're
not
even me.
Yeah, so now you gotta do it. And I know the floor routine. I'm speaking as a guy. It's just not my thing as a guy. The chicks dig it. It's like ice skating to me. Women dig it. I can't get into that.
The rhythmic gymnastics on? Because those floor routines with the ribbons, I know you're gonna get into that, girl.
Yeah. Anyways, but congratulations. The American team won the gold, and they blew away the competition. They said it was an Olympic record. The largest margin of victory for a team is like 8 points or something. So congrats to them. Congrats to USA Swimming. And, you know, I can say that with a lot of extra pride. My son worked for 4 years for the U.S. Olympic swim team. He traveled to China, to Beijing, for those Olympics in 2008. And the stories he tells of their dedication and their work ethic and just how cool they are.
And their diets. They eat a lot.
Yeah, you see how much Michael Phelps used, didn't they say he was doing like 13,000 calories a day or something?
Yeah, he eats whole pizzas at a time.
Yeah, hashtag jelly.
And he got 2 more gold medals. It's becoming a little bit obnoxious almost.
He looked a little cocky yesterday, I thought. You know, blowing the water up in the air and his hands are up, like, you know.
How do you react anymore after you've won 21 gold medals, let alone 25 medals total?
No joke.
One dude that he beat, like, his nemesis that won the last Olympics in London or whatever. So, like, beating him, I think, probably.
That's where was that the whole Phelps face yesterday?
There's a little kind of, I think, just like raw animal grunt in him.
Yeah, and then Katie Ledecky scored again and again. She is she's a machine there in the water as well. So U.S. Olympic swimming is between that and the gymnastics, and we haven't even started track and field and everything yet. So,
oh man!
But you know, we're so proud of those competitors. I feel bad. There's been a lot of emphasis put on our very own Colorado's own Missy Franklin, who tore it up in London 4 years ago, 5 medals.
She was in high school.
Yes, 4 of them gold. Now she's a 21-year-old, and she is not having the best Olympic Games. But
can I say something about that? Maybe I shouldn't, but I want to.
Please. Now you've piqued my curiosity.
Hometown hero, Missy Franklin in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to say I'm a little sick of the boo-hoo coverage for Missy Franklin.
Oh, from all the TV and everything?
There's a lot of interviews with her. She's crying her eyes out, and the reporters are like, are you okay? Is everything, are you going to bounce back from this? And it's the, you know, it's the fake, like, sympathetic voice, you know, are you all right? And then she's tweeting out when she lost the other day. I think she came in, like, last.
Ouch.
So heartbroken by my results from last night. I get it. This is what she does for a living.
Right.
I get she's heartbroken. And she says, I'm doing everything I can to keep my head up and keep fighting with all I have. She's kind of making it sound like she's got a terminal illness here or something. I kind of feel like there's this huge outcry of support for poor Missy Franklin that she didn't swim well. She's an extremely successful person. quit. I feel like it's
with the five medals and the,
she's got five medals and I don't know
world records
that and, whole thing. And it's like everyone's like, oh, poor Missy Franklin, and oh, she's doing just fine.
She's devastated. Imagine the thing that you love the most that you've been training for years and you've dedicated your entire life to, and then you turn
it's
out
just
turns out that you
swimming.
You stunk it up.
It's, well, I see
it's
swimming.
It's not Marco Polo. It's the Olympics.
It's a step above.
I do see what you're saying, Jeremy. I do. But on the other hand, none of us have been in that position where two areas here. One, we've all had failures at things, all of us. But for nobody in this room did we fail in front of the whole world. So
oh
there's
God.
A different
but
feeling
the thing
there.
Is she hasn't failed.
I know.
She has multiple
I know,
medals.
I know.
But this time, she's, you imagine doing the exact same thing every single day, practicing to be the best for four
We do do the same thing
years.
Every day on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
And look at how sad we are that we are where
I'm
we're
dead
at.
Inside.
But so there's that. It's in front of
Actually,
the whole world. But secondly, the pressure to repeat, and I'll tell you what doesn't help her, is freaking Michael Phelps, who's 31 years old and is continuing to, rake in the gold medals.
Yeah.
That's got to weigh on her like crazy. Remember I was telling you guys the other day that in swimming, it's such a freakish thing for Phelps at 31 to be winning because that is considered old in that sport.
Yeah.
That's one of the things when I talked to my son Dominic about that. He goes, yeah, he goes, at 15, 16, and 17, that's a lot of times where you're at your peak. And if you think about it, Missy Franklin was 17 mm-hmm. when she scored. And so it's entirely possible now that 4 years later at 21, the wear and tear on her body, I can't even imagine what
water.
That is like. So
but
I
still,
see what you're saying
stop
about
talking
the
to her like she's dying. She has her whole life ahead of her.
I feel
are you doing
for
okay?
you, girl.
Are you doing all right, Missy?
I feel for
she's
you.
Fine.
If she knew what it was like to work with you guys, that would
it's
make her day even worse.
Swimming.
Come on.
God.
I want to hug her.
Here, I'll dedicate a song to her and her family because they're probably mad. It's called Is It Too Late to Say Sorry?
Swimming.
I'll mix one.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.